This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Biden's been out here in L.A. all week for that Summit of the Americas thing. Took a little trip down to the ports today, the chief executive did, where he said again that fighting inflation is his top economic priority. That was an easy one for the White House advance team to set up, given that the clogged supply chain, as personified by backups at the ports here, is one of the big drivers of inflation. That said, though, the Marine Exchange of Southern California, which tracks shipping activity at the ports of L.A. and Long Beach, says there were just 20 ships waiting to unload yesterday. That is down from the peak of 109 back in January. So Marketplace's Justin Ho reads the supply chain tea leaves for us.
Part of what's going on has to do with China's COVID lockdowns, which shut down much of the country's manufacturing and exports. Plus, Zach Rogers at Colorado State University says a lot of American companies haven't been ordering as much inventory lately.
And we're not seeing that nearly as much because we have so much inventory that we had hoped to sell during the holiday season that didn't get here until the spring.
After more than 2 years of supply chain bottlenecks, an economy without supply chain congestion would start to feel different pretty quickly, says Laura Veldkamp, an economics professor at Columbia.
If producers know that they can get parts reliably, if container prices start falling, that's going to make doing business less expensive right away.
But we shouldn't get excited just yet. Weston Labar is head of strategy at the freight broker Cargomatic. He says in China, there are more than 300 ships waiting to load up and head over here. And now that the country's COVID lockdowns are easing up,
those 300 ships are starting to get loaded as things get back up and running in ports like Shanghai. And with that, we will see a freight tsunami coming in.
Meanwhile, warehousing space in the U.S. is really tight. But Zach Rogers at Colorado State says that could change as companies start to whittle down their extra inventory.
And so one of the things that will happen is as we wind that inventory down, our throughput at the ports will be able to increase.
The question, he says, is whether that'll happen before the freight that's been held up in China starts hitting U.S. ports. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.